This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia came under pressure at the UN Security Council from its ally China and developing countries as well as Western nations to avert a global food crisis and quickly revive the Ukrainian grain shipments. At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo says Russia should allow grain to be exported and needs to stop attacks at Ukraine's Black Sea ports.
The new wave of attacks on Ukrainian ports risks having far-reaching impacts on global food security, in particular in developing countries. Furthermore, as we have repeatedly stated, attacks against civilian infrastructure may constitute a violation of international humanitarian law.
Moscow was also criticized by the UN and council members for attacking Ukrainian Black Sea ports after it pulled out of the year-old grain deal on Monday and destroying critical port infrastructure. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Tonga, New Zealand in Australia next week. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Having just returned from an ASEAN meeting in Jakarta, Indonesia last week, he is heading Monday to Tonga and then later to Australia and New Zealand. Blinken is the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Tonga and will dedicate the brand new U.S. embassy in the capital, Nuku'alofa. When asked if the visit is to counter China's presence in the Pacific, Blinken had this to say Friday at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado.
Well, it also has a lot to do with the relationships we're trying to build with these countries that have in the past been a little bit neglected.
China has a large embassy in Tonga and has been pouring money into infrastructure there and on other Pacific islands. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says that North Korea fired several cruise missiles toward its western sea. Saturday's firing was the North's second launch event this week, apparently, in protest of the docking of a nuclear-armed U.S. submarine in South Korea. While adding to its barrage of missile launches in recent months, North Korea remained publicly silent for a fifth day on the fate of an American soldier who bolted into the North across the heavily armed Korean border this week. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says Saturday's launches were detected beginning around 4 a.m., but did not immediately confirm how many missiles were fired or how far they flew. It says the U.S. and South Korean militaries are closely analyzing those launches. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising new commitments by Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and other companies to meet a set of artificial intelligence safeguards brokered by his White House as an important step toward managing the enormous promise and risk posed by the technology. Biden on Friday announced that his administration has secured voluntary commitments from seven U.S. companies meant to ensure that their AI products are safe before they release them.
These commitments are real and they're concrete. They're going to help fulfill, industry fulfill this fundamental obligation to Americans to develop safe, secure, and trustworthy technologies that benefit society and uphold our values.
The commitments include third-party oversight of the workings of commercial AI systems, though they don't detail who will audit the technology or hold the companies accountable. The World Health Organization reports half the world's population is at risk of dengue, with close to 3 million cases already reported this year from the regain of the Americas or region of the Americas, Europe, and Africa. WHO warns Asia, which represents around 70% of the global disease burden, may experience severe outbreaks of this mosquito-borne disease as the monsoon season is about to begin. We get more details from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Head of WHO's Global Neglected Tropical Diseases Program, Raman Velayudhan, says in Africa, Sudan has reported more than 8,200 cases and 45 deaths since July 2022. And he says cases have been reported in Egypt in recent weeks. He calls the situation in Africa of concern. He says the more than 200,000 cases reported from the region every year is likely underestimated. He says there must be a better job of recording the number of dengue cases in Africa. The mosquito that transmits dengue tends to bite during the day, so WHO advises people to cover up during the day to lower their risk of being bitten. Lisa Schlein for VOA.